I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 50 people were killed, dozens injured in a fire likely caused by an oxygen tank explosion at a coronavirus hospital in Iraq's southern city of Nasiriyah. That's according to health officials and police. As rescuers combed the smoke-charred building in search of more bodies, the prime minister held urgent meetings with senior ministers and ordered the suspensions and arrest of health and civil defense managers there. The manager of the hospital was also suspended and ordered to be arrested. Already decimated by war and sanctions, Iraq's healthcare system has struggled to cope with the coronavirus crisis, which has killed more than 17,000 people there and infected more than 1.4 million. Health officials at Nasiriyah said search operations at the Al-Hussein Coronavirus Hospital were continuing after the fire was brought under control, but thick smoke was making it difficult to enter some of the burnt wards. Large contingents of Cuban police continue patrolling the capital of Havana following rare protests around the island nation against food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. Cuba's president says the demonstrations were stirred up on social media by Cuban Americans living in the United States. Many young people took part in the Sunday protests in Havana, which disrupted traffic until police moved in after several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks. That demonstration and others in communities around the tightly controlled country marked some of the biggest displays of anti-government sentiment in decades, and authorities appear determined to put a stop to it.